Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Welcome and good afternoon to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower others. Well, this is a year of intention. What is your intention for 2019? What are you going to do to make this year better than last year for yourself and others? So I really want you to contemplate that. And while you're doing that, we have great guests on today. We're very excited to have Chuck Lott here from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Love this program. And I love talking about the littles and the bigs. So how are you? Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you. Welcome. And welcome to all the listeners. This is my first time here, so I want to say hi to them.
Nice, nice. I have wonderful listeners. They're very interactive, too, so no worries with that. So let's talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters. How did you get involved with them? And
I was a high school big back in Michigan, so I've always been an advocate of mentoring in the agency in general. I was a teacher and a coach after undergrad and for close to 15 years. So in some way, shape, or form, I've always been mentoring. And a position opened up with the agency about a year and a half ago. I was very interested, went in and didn't get it. But, we discussed what needed to happen on both sides, on my side and the agency side, and we decided to make something happen together. And, that's how everything happened. It was a perfect marriage of everything that I've done in my professional career.
Now, a lot of people think Big Brothers and Big Sisters is more of a donation type of a organization as opposed to what it really is, which is really mentoring, right?
It's a mentoring program. Yeah. On Long Island, we have the donation center. So, people see our bins all across the island.
Sure.
We have 14 trucks that run across the island every day.
And what do they do?
They pick up clothes. They pick up donations from people's homes, businesses. If you give us a call, we'll come and get it to make it easier on you.
And then what do you do with that? Because it's not what people think.
So we actually have a partnership with Savers. And so we collect everything. It goes to Savers and they give us a little bit of revenue from all the donations.
And that helps.
And that helps our mentoring program.
And your mentoring program.
So the mentoring program is what, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, that's what we do. That's what we're known for, professionally supported one-to-one relationships. We have a site-based program, which is in 10 locations right now, where we bring the kids to a school or a business. We have a curriculum that we do throughout the school year. They meet once a week. And then we also have a community-based program, and that's where the big brother, big sister, little sister relationship comes into play. In that mentorship, you meet once or twice a month, just for a few hours, just to hang out, catch up.
That's what's expected.
That's it. That's
twice
all it is.
Twice a month is
twice
the
a month, a few hours.
What's the time money commitment to a big?
We do our best to help out as far as the financial commitment goes. We try to host events as much as we can. Mm-hmm. We actually just hosted a huge winter party this past weekend for about 90 matches. So we had almost 200 bigs and littles in one place, having
nice.
A lot of fun for a few hours. But other than that, we get gift certificates, tickets to events, to games, shows. You name it. If anyone out there is willing to donate anything to help us sponsor activities for our matches, that's what we're trying to do to make sure that it's easier for someone like yourself or all of the listeners here to want to volunteer to be a mentor and not worry about coming out of pocket for a lot of things.
Right. But it's really about donating your time.
It is absolutely about donating your time.
And mentoring someone young and helping lift them up.
Absolutely.
And because maybe they hadn't been lifted up before.
Right.
So providing a really nice, safe environment. And I know that you do. What kind of activities do you look for to provide to the bigs and the littles?
Any and everything. There are, 3 million adults on Long Island? Everyone has different interests.
Are they really all adults? Let's really be honest.
You know what? I speak in general
terms. I know I'm about this many, so.
I speak in general terms. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't do specifics.
but no, I'm just joking. But yeah, there's a lot of people here, but.
Everyone has different interests. Yeah. So anything that you could come up with, you know, bowling, movies, Adventureland and Farmingdale, or maybe that's Medford. I don't know.
That's Farmingdale.
Okay. Country Fair is in Medford.
Yes. Do you do mini paintball? Golf.
We can do, you can do paintball if you want to.
Right.
And we can absolutely, I'm pretty sure we have a male match that would want to do it. Right. And I know we have a female match that would want to do it as well. So yeah, any and everything. There really isn't anything that we're going to say, no, you can't do that.
So as a mentor, do you have to get, your activities approved, or how do you just,
no, when you're doing, the only thing that you can't do as a mentor is, an overnight.
Okay.
But other than that, we don't really have any rules. We just want you to build that positive impacting relationship with that child.
But your process to become a mentor is very stringent.
It's stringent.
Yes. Well, it's as it should be. As it should be. You're placing young lives in their hands.
Exactly. So. We have to make sure our children are safe.
Yeah.
So we do have a pretty deep interview process. We check your references. We do background checks, criminal record, driving record. Just again, to make sure that you are who you say you are, right, and that you're going to take care of our child. Because when that child comes into our family, that child is ours. And we have to make sure that they're safe.
I hear you. Now listen to this staggering number, everyone. How many people are on the wait list? How many children are on the wait list to have Biggs?
It's approaching 500.
500 yeah. littles on mm-hmm. a wait list to get Biggs. Yep. That's amazing. So we definitely need more mentors coming into Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we definitely need more places, more venues, more activities, right?
Exactly.
To offer to our Bigs, littles to.
It's a few step process. It's a multiple step process. First, right now, we do want to build those partnerships across the island so that we can provide more activities for our matches to do. A match is a big and a little together. Provide more activities and opportunities for them to get together so it's easier for people to mentor. And once we have more partnerships in place, more sponsored activities, then we can really begin to, continue to focus on mentor recruitment. Because, what we don't want to do is tomorrow I get 500 mentors and then it's like, oh man, well, I have to wait until we build these partnerships and help you out to find something to do, because we don't want our mentors to come out of pocket for a lot of things. And we have done a great job at helping them out to find activities to do, to have activities to do that are low to no cost.
What else do you do to support the Bigs to provide things for the littles? Do you do any other programs?
I mean, we have activities and events all year long.
Like, just give me some ideas of what they are.
We have a college and career night for our high school age kids.
Oh yeah, what's the range of our littles?
The age range is 7 to 14.
7 to 14.
And then they'll age out at the age of 18 or high school graduation.
So you don't take them younger than 7.
We don't take them younger than 7.
And the last time they can come in is at 14, but they can stay through graduation till
18.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Because
but you won't take a 17-year-old in?
We won't take a 17-year-old in only because our process, the children actually go through a similar process to become
as the mentors.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So it takes a little bit of time to process both
and
the child and the adult.
And there's still 500 on a waiting list? Oh my goodness.
We have grown quite a bit in the last...
is that Nassau and Suffolk?
That's Nassau and Suffolk.
Wow.
In the last 5 years, we have grown 40%. Combined, 40%. So each year we average probably 10 to 15% increase in kids that we are, children that we are serving. So it's been a wonderful explosion / growth of the agency over the years, over the last 4 or 5 years. But at the same time, more families are hearing about the benefits of the program. I mean, it's an incredible program. I had both mom and dad at home when I was growing up, but I understood at a young age how important it was to give back and to mentor and to, you know, just be there. That's what a mentor is.
Absolutely.
Just to be there for someone and listen. So, you know, a lot of the children that are on our wait list, they know people in the program.
Yeah.
And they know how impactful the program has been on their life and their friends' lives or their family members' lives. And they want a piece of that.
I get that. You're listening to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lori Ann Casdea, and we're speaking to Chuck Lott, if you just joined us, from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We're talking about what a great program this is and how you can, what you could do to help become a mentor, provide an opportunity for the bigs and the littles to come in and do an event, maybe at your business. Maybe you have a program that you're thinking of that would be helpful for them. I was really intrigued when I was at your offices, your corporate headquarters, in Nassau County, and there were baskets all over the place, and they were beautiful with all different kinds of activities in it. Mm-hmm. What do we do with those baskets?
So I'm not sure exactly which ones you saw, because some of those baskets are going to our comedy night, which is coming up in a few weeks, and we raffle off prizes for that.
It's in February, your comedy night, right?
It's in February.
And people can buy tickets online?
You can buy tickets online. Yeah. If you go to our website, bbbsli.org.
Oh, do that slower.
bbbsli.org.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm battling. You know, I had a lot of events this weekend, so my throat is, it's a little tired right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I don't like hearing my voice like that.
It's all good. It's good from this standpoint. I got to tell you, for someone coming from Michigan, you talk New York fast.
You know, I talk New York fast because I talk for a living.
Nice. I get you.
We can talk about that later. Some people probably have probably heard or seen me, so you know why I have to talk fast. We can get into that later.
Well, we'll tell everybody what you do.
I'm the in-arena host at Madison Square Garden and with the New York Mets.
Yeah.
So usually when I talk, I only have about 45 seconds, maybe 75 seconds if I'm lucky.
Get a lot of stuff in there while you're doing that hosting.
A lot.
It's good. And I'll forgive you that it's Mets, not my Yankees. So I had to.
I don't know what to tell you. We all make mistakes. It's okay.
You're a beast.
I'm quick.
You are quick. That was good. That was really good. Totally deserved. So how can, you know, what does Big Brothers, Big Sisters need? How can we help? How can our listeners help? What can they do? What do you need the most?
We need to build partnerships with organizations and businesses across Long Island. If you wanted to host an activity, we're looking for time, talent, and treasure, three T's, if you will, of the nonprofit world. You know, we would love people to donate their time. If they can't donate their time, they have a talent or a treasure that they can donate. So if you're a financial company, you know, we are always looking for financial advisors or companies to speak to our bigs, speak to our littles or their families about that world. Or, you know, if the CEO of Bowmore, AMF Lanes or whatever, you know, if they're listening right now, you know, we're always looking for a few game cards just so we can, you know, like, hey, you guys want to go bowling this weekend? You can go bowling. Movie tickets. Bam. You know, so. And that's part of that talent and that treasure as well. If, you know, if someone's out there that wanted to donate, you know, $25 for a match event, that's really all we need for a match event, because, you know, they can get as creative as they want to in terms of what they do, whether it's just going to the diner and just grabbing some food, or they can go to an event. They can go to one of the many theaters that we have on Long Island.
Right.
They can try to get to the city if they can. You know, transportation assistance as well, just in case we do get tickets to the Garden, to Yankee Stadium, to Citi Field, you know, making it easier.
Did you say Yankee Stadium?
What did I say?
What?
Did I say Yankee? Is that what it's called? Did.
Yeah, is what it's called. It is. It's quite lovely.
Been.
You should.
I've never been.
You should try.
I'm okay. That extra leg to the Bronx.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your time is up. No, I'm joking. So joking. No, that sounds like great things. And hopefully large organizations like the Mets and the Yankees. I joke around because as long as they're in New York organization, I'm cool with it. Although my Jets are down in Jersey, so I don't know how they're called the New York Jets, but that's another conversation.
You're a Jet fan?
I am.
Oh, man. I am.
Very loyal.
Wow.
Very loyal. Really? This is coming from a Met fan? Don't even start.
I'm not even gonna. We're not gonna do this on air.
You're speechless. We're gonna do this after, aren't we?
Oh yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right, bring it.
Yeah.
So back to the program. I really think that that's great that you're the external program and relations manager, and do you go around to different organizations to get these donations? Do they come to you? How do they get in touch with you, Chuck?
Again, back to our website, bbbsli.org.
Right.
And then my email is clot@bbbsli.org. You can find us, find me on our website. We do have a staff page as well. But you know, my role is to get out there and build relationships and, create awareness. So, you know, any HR managers out there, HR people, decision makers, you know, I would love the opportunity to come in and speak to your staff, your employees, about becoming involved in our program.
We have a team building for businesses.
I mean, I could absolutely do that.
Right.
But that's more of the game show Chuck. That's
game show Chuck. Well, that was alarming. no, I mean for a corporation, mm-hmm. You know, there, we have many of them on Long Island.
Absolutely.
To take their team and put it with your team, your bigs and your littles, and have, you know, events, and they
of course
can, these corporations can sponsor it, give
and that's, yeah, absolutely, that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Again, we have a pretty robust event calendar throughout the year. We have, you know, a golf tournament, fishing tournament, comedy night, two poker nights. We have our gala every year in October, and then we have other events throughout the course of the year as well, where we're always looking for sponsors for the events, partners for the events, and you know, volunteers are always welcomed. We have a huge holiday drive at the end of the year every year, and that kicks off around the end of October.
Right.
And so there's this ridiculously mad dash that is so rewarding when it's all said and done, from October to the middle of December, you know, where we can use all the help that we can get, you know, and people are looking to give back during that time of year.
Yeah.
So that's something that, you know, even if you hear us right now and, you know, you put that on your calendar or you reach out to me, to inquire about that event, even though it's later in the year, absolutely. I keep my notebook with me at all times, and you know, make sure that I'm keeping notes and keeping everything in track.
Yeah, no, and you know, as if you're a listener long term with me, you know that Healthy Lifestyle is about really lifting other people up and providing opportunities for other people to help, because we're all here to serve, right? Aren't we? That's what our goal is. We're here to serve each other.
I'm just going
to
jump in right there. You know, I've been reaching out to a handful of our mentors recently, and what I'm finding out, and what a lot of people probably don't realize, is that a lot of the impact happens to the mentor. They don't realize how much they get from giving that time. And it truly, I mean, just to see the look on their faces, to see, you know, that warm, you can see the warm, fuzzy feeling that they have when they're talking about the relationship with their little and how it's evolved over the, you know, few months or few years. Cause we have quite a few matches that have been together for 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
That's, I can totally respond to that, because mm-hmm. That resonates with me, because whenever you do something for someone else, I always say that when you're in a down place, when you're feeling not really great about stuff, if you reach outside yourself and help somebody else, everything else works out here on mm-hmm. this side, and you then get to help somebody else and you get that warm and fuzzy feeling, and
absolutely.
Everything falls back into place.
Yeah.
So helping someone else and being a mentor and getting that gratification, and not that that's why you do it, but that's what absolutely happens.
Yeah.
And then looking at that child's face, and we were talking about our children, how they're the best thing we've ever done. And
of course,
every time you even speak about your son, your face lights up. So that's it's beautiful. And you know, I can't think of anything else I've ever done that's as good as having boys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, if you don't have children and you want to be a mentor, what a great way to have that kind of relationship. And if mm-hmm. you, like myself, my children are grown up, they're 23, 29, yikes. And, you know, so having a little around would be kind of nice,
mm-hmm.
would be kind of nice.
It
so,
would.
So if you're missing having littles around and you want to become a mentor, definitely reach out to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Definitely reach out to Chuck. He is your direct to that, and he can walk you through what the process is. And more importantly, if you have an organization that can provide some services or something for the bigs and littles to do, please, please reach out to this group. Would you come back on again and give us updates and the next step and
sure.
what other programs and projects you're running? Like your comedy show is in February, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't have the date in front of me. I believe
February.
It is the end of February.
Yeah.
But you can go to our website and you can check out the rest of the event calendar.
That sounds really good. Chuck, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We are going to take a small little break and then we're going to come back with our next guest. So thank you for hanging in there and we will be right back. Back to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lori Ann. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas on topics you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And of course, follow us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. Well, this afternoon we have joining us is Anne-Marie Haflick and Demetria Marino from Canaway. Ladies, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. I'm really excited about this because we met at a function back in October. And what you're doing is totally intriguing to me. And I wanted to talk more and bring it to our listeners. So what exactly is Canaway? What is that product that Canaway has?
So Canaway is really a hemp lifestyle company. So basically, our main products are CBD. Mm-hmm. And what CBD is it comes from the hemp plant. A lot of people confuse it with thinking it comes from the cannabis plant, but it's not marijuana. It's the hemp side. So there are no psychoactive effects. You cannot get high from CBD, but there's pure health benefits from taking CBD. We also have an array of different products, but our company is really a hemp lifestyle company, meaning that there are thousands of different industrial uses for hemp besides CBD. But our main focus is, I would say, on CBD, right, Demetria?
Yes. Yeah. More on CBD. But now we have a line of clothing made out of hemp. We have other products made out of hemp. So hemp is becoming, well, first of all, just to start off with this, the president just signed in December the Farm Bill of 2018.
Yeah. Let's talk about that Farm Bill. What is that? What does that do for us?
Well, that allows the hemp to be grown in America. Before, hemp was not allowed to be grown in America. Ours is grown in out of the country, and that's why we were able to sell our products across state lines before this bill was signed. But now that it's signed, it does open up the agriculture world to being able to grow hemp and produce CBD products.
Now, I've known hemp products as far as clothing and
housing.
You used to get the hemp. Is it hemp? There were products that they made from it, but it wasn't CBD at the time. So they were creams and stuff like that, but they would call it hemp creams.
Right. So CBD is actually a compound from the hemp plant. So it's called cannabidiol. That's what CBD is.
Right.
So this is a compound that comes from the hemp plant that, has just amazing health benefits, but there are many other products that are made from hemp. So maybe you were talking about some type of skincare that came from hemp,
yes.
Right? Right. But CBD is actually the compound that is pulled out of the hemp plant.
Understood. Uh-huh. So now you're both representatives, you're individual representatives of the
brand ambassadors.
You're brand ambassadors of Canaway.
Yes.
And what do you do? Do you have a store? Do you do home parties, if you will, like they do with with different products?
Sort of. I mean, we can. We call them more info sessions, just like educational events, because we really want to get the word out about CBD and all the health benefits.
So talk about your info sessions.
We're looking for people who would like to do them. If you have some people who would like to get together, we could come there and we could do a presentation for you. Just really talking about the health benefits of CBD and specifically our company, because our company was the first cannabis company. It was the first publicly traded cannabis company. And we as Dimitri was saying, the hemp bill passed, and now there are a lot of companies that are coming into the market that are going to start bringing CBD. And I think it's really important that you do your research before purchasing CBD, because, you know, sometimes you might see the prices are a little bit lower, but you have to be careful. You have to do the research. You have to make sure you're getting a good amount of milligrams of CBD. So basically, getting back to the info sessions, we could come and we could do an event for you and just talk about what you should look for when purchasing CBD and how it can possibly help you. And even, you know, there's an opportunity attached to it as well.
Demetria, how did you get involved with this?
Well, about 2.5 years ago, I was having a lot of joint issues, walking issues, balance, etc., and was feeling really not great. So I went to a doctor, and they started testing me for MS. And luckily, it wasn't that, but I still wasn't feeling better. And I just happened to meet somebody who started talking about CBD, and I had been talking about, it's a different realm, but medical marijuana for a long time, because my mother deals with some health issues. And I said, you know, you're 87, go ask the doctor for it. And she said, I'm not taking that stuff. I said, so she was reluctant. But when I heard about this, I said, this is really what I was looking for, was something that didn't have the psychoactive material in it, but I can also try to get healthy. So I started using it, and I think after the third day, I signed up because I said, this is what I want. I looked into the company. I realized it was a forefront to this whole industry. Right. Look, it's opened up like the wild, wild west. It's, you know, great for the future. And I just thought I loved the products, that I wanted to do something like. And I've never done anything like this before. I've never sold anything. But I really feel passionate about it. I feel as we age, in our lives, we want to look for alternatives that aren't, you know, side effects, medical.
Those lists. So when you hear those commercials and the list of side effects is longer than the actual commercial.
Yeah, I don't want those.
That's always alarming, you know,
and it sure is.
Of the things that they say that you're going to potentially get, that you could get. And I know they have to legally list it, but yikes, you know. But again, I'm a certified herbalist and I'm an aromatherapist, and like natural products, and I'd rather use Eastern medicine as opposed to Western medicine. But there's a lot of benefits of Western medicine. But I think that sometimes we may over-medicate here in the States. And, I think these alternatives may be where we're supposed to go. And I don't believe in coincidences. There was a reason why that happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's a good thing.
The other thing is people are looking for a quick fix, and there is no quick fix. I mean, even with medication, a lot of times they'll tell you, give it a couple of weeks. You know, we have to up it, we have to lower it. And that's what we do with the education with CBD also, because CBD is not going, it's a supplement. So you need to take it every day to build up and change some of the issues that you're working on.
And you have to really be aware of how your body reacts to any kind of product that you put in your body or on your body.
Right.
And so, because I know mine is very, very sensitive. I have a very, very low, interesting, balanced ecosystem that it can easily teeter off with just a little bit of a change. So, but if you know that about yourself, it's good.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because all of our bodies have an endocannabinoid system, an ECS system, and not everybody knows that. And what CBD does is it feeds that system, and it brings about overall homeostasis to your body. It balances it out. It kind of knows where to go and what's going on in your body and how it can help you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not saying stop the medications, but you can supplement. You can supplement on top of whatever you're dealing with. And, you know,
and we always make sure that people check with their doctors.
Of course.
Don't want to counter-indicate.
We don't make any medical claims.
No medical claims.
And the other thing is that healthy people can take CBD. It's it's a supplement. So it's, you know, and it's been around for a long time. The founding fathers used it. They the agriculture at that time. They fed their livestock with it. So
you mean
they
like Ben Franklin, founding fathers?
Yeah, they wrote a paper on it. You know,
the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper.
Mm-hmm. You know, really? There's a big history behind it. And like you were saying with the Western medic, you know, going to those. I mean, we have a whole line with bibong in it, and you know, all different.
What is that?
Well,
it's all about bibong.
Well, you know,
I guess it's secret herbs, I guess you can say.
Handed down from this woman.
So Dr. Janelle Kim she's a doctor. She's a doctor of herbal medicine, and it's bibong is something that was passed down from generations.
Sure.
And so they're basically secret ingredients, and some of our products have bibong in it, and some for promoting sleep, some for promoting
alertness,
right? Exactly.
So it's a combination of that too, and in fact that's what I started with, those products, and I'll tell you, all the products have changed my life.
Yeah.
So the different products offer different benefits. Give me some of the benefits, Anne-Marie, that the products give. So I know you said it could help your sleep, improve your sleep.
Right.
That's always a good one. It can help you with pain reduction.
Right, inflammation.
Yep. Anti-inflammatory. Anxiety, you know, depression. Like, again, not making any medical claims, but I, for one, suffer with anxiety. And full disclosure, I was on anti-anxiety medicine for a long time, and I have gone off it completely with just CBD. So, I mean, there's so many different issues that it could help with. I mean, we have, our nonprofit is echoconnection.org. And what that is a website of tons and tons of different research articles for all the different health conditions that CBD can help with. And that's not part of our company.
Again?
It's echoconnection.org.
Echoconnection.org.
And that is not a Kanaway. The research does not come from Kanaway. These are research articles. Medical research articles on all the different conditions. And it's A to Z. And you would be shocked at the amount of conditions that are on this website.
Wow. You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle on LI News Radio 103.9. I'm Lori Ann Kasdy, and we're speaking with Demetria and Anne-Marie from Kanaway. They are representatives of the Kanaway company. And this is just so intriguing to me because it's like opening up a whole different dialogue for us, and it's exciting. So you each work independently, right? Mm-hmm. So first I wanted to ask you, Anne-Marie, how did you get involved in this? We know how Demetria got involved. So that was a personal interaction that allowed you to take those steps forward.
So I've been in network marketing. Kanaway is also a network marketing company, a direct sales company. We are the first cannabis direct sales company. So I've been in network marketing for about 6 years, and I loved it, and I wasn't really looking for anything
what
else.
What were you in the network marketing for?
I was in a skincare company.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
R&F? Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll say it. Yes. Yes. Okay. How'd you know that? So
intuitive, girl. Intuitive.
So I wasn't really looking for anything at all, but I had been researching CBD for somebody close to me in my family for the benefits of cancer. And somebody very close to me has a form of leukemia. So I had been doing some research about how supplementing his diet with CBD has been known to help. So it was just like divine timing, I guess you could say. A friend of mine came to me and she said, listen, Anne, I think you should take a look at this company. Take a look at the products for the person that I'm speaking of. And so right away I was like, all right, definitely. We want to try the products. And as we both started taking them. And then I quickly realized that I wanted to be a part of this company, this movement, because what they're doing for the world is just amazing.
And it helped your friend.
And
right?
It helped my friend. Yeah. It helped my friend, and it's helping me, and it's helping so many other people. It's just incredible. So quickly I saw the opportunity, and
you took advantage of it.
Yeah, we took advantage. We're both gung-ho now.
And we're hoping we don't look backwards.
Yes.
There's no looking backwards.
Never.
There are no rear-view mirrors in life. Right. I keep telling people that. No rear-view mirrors. So, you know, I've never heard anybody say, gee, I wish I didn't take a chance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they always say, gee, I wish I should have. I should have, would have, could have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've never heard anybody say, I wish I, you know, I didn't.
Right.
Doesn't happen. So, Demetria, how does someone get in touch with you to find out about the products? Do you have an online reach and can they get to you?
Well, yes, there's a few ways. The first is www.kannaway, that's kannaway.com/1772369 is my direct store. They can also call me or text me on my cell, 516-578-2942. Also on Facebook, I do have a page, The Hemp Life, one word, The Hemp Life. And if you look for it and you can connect there or even friend me, there's a lot of information that, you know, we all have pages and we put information on there about hemp and CBD products and
the benefits.
Yes.
Are there side effects?
No.
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
And you can't OD on CBD.
You cannot.
You cannot.
There's one other thing that I just want to mention.
Upside.
Upside.
before Anne-Marie gives out her information, is also we're probably one of the first lines that produce a line of no THC whatsoever.
Yes.
For people who are in the medical field or who get drug tested randomly. So we came out with that line because there's a lot of people concerned about having THC in their body, even the very minimal amount, which is legal by law. But, you know, if you get.
But their company may not, may frown upon it.
Because it can show up on a drug test. THC, even if it's 0.03% that are in
our products.
Most of our products.
Right.
So that can show up on a drug test.
But you have
never
a whole
enough
line
to get.
That
you can
have.
As we said, no psychoactive effects,
right.
But if it shows up, you know, that could be a problem. So we have another whole line of products specifically for people who drug test.
Professionals who have drug testing done at their companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's very good to know. And Anne-Marie, how do they get in touch with you?
So my website is www.hemp believers.com. My phone number is 516-428-2119. And I'm also on Facebook as Anne-Marie Probst-Havlik. So then I can direct them to my...
Say that again?
Oh, sorry. You should just know how to spell that. So
really?
Anne-Marie is...
It's Monday.
M-A-R-I-E. And Probst is P-R-O-B-S-T. Havlik. H-A-F-L-I-C-H.
So if you look that's me up, something... That's something like Smith. What?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my last name.
Well, it's my maiden name and my last name.
I gotcha. But for our listeners, they all just went, what?
What? Who is that?
I can't even spell that. So I would just go to hempbelievers.com.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
And go over to The Hemp Life on Facebook to speak to Demetria.
Right.
To ask all kinds of different questions, to be able to see all the different products. Are your products listed in these locations?
Our products are listed.
And how many products are there?
A lot.
A lot.
So we also have a whole skincare line. We have clothing, as Demetria said. We have protein shakes, super greens, we have a lot. We have a lot of products.
CBD in the protein shake?
It's hemp. Hemp powder is in the protein shake,
it's
not CBD.
Hemp powder.
Right.
Okay.
Hemp flour, I believe. I might have said that wrong. Hemp flour.
Hemp flour
yes.
is in the
yeah.
shakes?
Yes.
Really?
And it's delicious.
And is it, what's the calorie type thing for that?
It's very low, I think.
I don't know that off the top of my head, but I can get that info.
So now,
and it's chocolate and it's delicious.
Nice.
So
what is, cinnamon too, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Can people make money off of this? I mean, obviously you're independent consultants.
Yeah.
Can they, if they were interested in becoming, signing on and becoming part of this organization, they could sign on under either one of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who went into this and already retired and doing it.
Yeah.
What's the out of pocket? Like if somebody wants to make an investment.
So there's a couple of different options. It's not a lot. There's a couple. So basically to sign on, it's $55 for the year. Then that gives you your back office and your websites. And then you basically choose a package with the products that you want to be using yourself and showing sharing with your family. So, you know, like they say, you can't open a store, right? How does that go? You can't open a store without
$10,000 or something.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And without products, like
right.
you open a store without any products? So
well,
you want
like
to be able
to, do you have testers so that people can try the the product.
We have samples. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they wanted to try it.
So there's a few different options. I mean, it starts at like $250 and can go all the way up to $2,000, basically depending on what you want to, you know, how much products you want for yourself and how much you want to share. But I mean, there's a ton of different options. And yes, getting back to the opportunity, it's a great opportunity, and the timing could not be better.
Not only that, I don't know many other marketing companies because this is the first one I've really worked with, but we also have a free in three program. So
what is that?
That means if you get three people to your store to buy products, the next month yours are free, divided by those three people. Also, we have, once you sign up as a brand ambassador,
you taking pictures?
Once you sign up as a brand ambassador, you always get your products we have a retail and a discount and a wholesale price, so you always get them at that. I mean, there's a lot of different things that it comes with. The company also has
minimum income guarantee.
Yeah, they have a minimum income guarantee. There's much support.
How long has this company been around? How long has Canaway been around?
So the company has been around, I don't want to misspeak, but we've been, 2009, does that sound right?
Yeah.
2009, yes. But we entered the direct sales market in 2010. So we were the first, like I said, the first.
So it's been they've been around 8 years.
Yeah.
And
you go.
Our parent company is Medical Marijuana Inc. And that was the original, Dr. Stuart Titus, who's the CEO of that, was the first one to go into Mexico and make it legal for them to get the hemp paste, which is our highest level of CBD content for seizures, children with seizures, etc. And then they brought it into using it as a marketing plan in America with CBD. And
oh my gosh. Yeah. Can you guys come back on? We've run out of time. Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle. My heart is always lifted by sharing this time with you. And thank you to my guests, Anne-Marie, and to Demetria, and of course, always to Brian, our producer, who rocks. Join us next Saturday right here on Long Island News Radio 103.9 at 3 p.m. And remember, do a little something for yourself every day. Create a new habit, create a new balance. Thank you for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. Show up for you and show up big. I'm Lori Ann. Until next time.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management.